GIF, or thank God it's Friday, or if you want to word it another way, thank goodness it's Friday. How is everybody doing on a Friday morning? Welcome to the Morning Brewer Christian Podcast Show. I am your Christian on-air personality, CA, on iHeartRadio. Thank you so much for listening this morning to our show today. And before we do, I got something I want to kick off. There we go. How about that for Friday? And I got one more thing, guys. Hang on one second here. One little note. There we go. You got it. We are on iHeartRadio. Okay. Well, it is Friday. We are doing great. The weekend is upon us. It's knocking on the door, as we all say. Took a day off yesterday. I'm going to be on the air again today, but tomorrow we're taking another day because I got some things I might do on Faith Studio 1 here in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Also, I'm going to be doing Sunday Morn Praise on Sunday along with Bible Devotion. You don't want to miss it, as we're 1 week away almost from my Bible teaching along with Bible Prophecy on the book of Revelations. I can't tell you guys enough. Please be sure to tell your friends about us. It's very, very important. I want them to listen to this. People maybe that don't even know Jesus Christ and want to know Him as personal Savior, we're going to be given lots of opportunities. You know what? Every day, believe it or not, every day is an opportunity to tell others about Jesus Christ. And it's simply free. F-R-E-E, explanation point dot. And the greatest gift you could ever have is being with our Lord and Savior. Amen? Amen. Okay. Now, one more thing before I tell you about what's going on with the show. It's kind of a combo thing. Anybody have new music, like I always say, or questions, comments, suggestions? You can do it the old-fashioned way, okay? You can email me up here at Faith Studio 1, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Or you can simply dial our 1-800 number, which is a phone number for not only calling. Good news is you can text. Okay, you ready? Put it in your phone in case you ever do have an urgent prayer request, because those prayers are answered 24/7, and then we pray about them in our group, okay? Here we go. 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. I will be giving that number out again soon. All right, let's hit it off on a Friday. Talk about what's going to happen on the show today. All right, I'm going to be playing two Mark Glassmeyer songs. Two of them. He's a dear friend of mine. You're going to love it. Also, I've got Bus Captain Bill will be in the building today, or the Faith Studio 1 here in Fort Worth, Texas. And along with that, Bible teaching today, going back to my archives on my timeless messages. You ready for this one? I've had people ask me about it. Are we really supposed to give thanks in everything? Well, I'm going to give you the answers to that. I've had people ask me. So we're going to go a little bit biblically deep into that to kind of give you some kind of an idea about it. Okay? All right. We're still going to continue to also pray this COVID-19 vaccine. Looks like they're making some kind of movement. I did hear this morning that the count in the great state of Texas is going down a little bit on the infections. People in Texas and around the world, continue to wear your mask, continue to social distance, and let's all be safe, sanitize your hands. We all know the norm, the new norm that we're in. And let's get those jumping jacks real quick. You ready, little Jack-a-lane? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Get the cardio going. You watered up. Especially if you work inside, outside. Get watered up. Get all your fruits. Did you have a big breakfast this morning? Lay off that heavy sugar. It's okay to get a donut, I guess, every once in a while. But okay. All right. Well, Here we go. Let's roll. You know, I woke up this morning feeling good. I did wake up a couple of times in the middle of the night, but I tell you what, woke up this morning and I was feeling great. So praise the Lord for that, especially working in the heat. It is extreme. All right, well, today's Bible devotion, friends, is called God's Hand of Blessing. In the book of James chapter 1 and verse 17, Scripture reminds us, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Amen? Amen. You know, in the midst of the Lord's Prayer are these familiar words. Give us this day our daily bread. Find that in the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 11. They remind us that we are dependent on God for everything and that He is the giver of every blessing. Every good gift is, and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. Find that in the book of John chapter 1 and verse 17. You know, friends, some people say, why should I pray for my daily bread? I can take care of my own needs. But listen, if it weren't for God's love and grace, you wouldn't have anything. We need to pray this prayer for every day because we need to be reminded to trust God in everything. Also, this prayer reminds us of Jesus' words. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. Where do you find that, C.A.? Book of John, chapter 6, and verse 35. Thank God for all of His gifts, especially Christ, the greatest gift of all. Amen? Amen. So yes, I've had people ask me, do you pray for your snacks? Well, I do. It's up to you, but you definitely want to pray for your meal, and you want to thank Jesus for everything that He's done. Stand by the bus captain. That's right, bus captain Bill is here at Faith Studio One, so stand by. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody that I know, let's give a crow to him this morning because it is morning time. And let's give a big cheer, my friend, your friend, Bus Captain Bill. How you doing, Bus Captain Bill?
CA, I am doing just fine. And hello, everybody. Bus Captain Bill reporting for duty here at Faith Studio One. I hope everybody's doing well today. Had a lot of things on my mind this morning driving in.
Oh, what's been on your mind lately?
Well, it's COVID-19, SEA. It's just been rough. We know we've talked about it from time to time. But you know what? I know one thing about it. I know that God's got this under control. I don't know when the vaccine's going to hit, but I know one thing. I'm just going to give all my faith, all my hope, and all my trust in the Lord and know that He's got it. That's right. That's all you can do. And you know, here in Texas, where, you know, our podcast, we're Faith Studio One. We're also do podcasting and other stuff for iHeartRadio. You know, we're running into situations to where we are in panicky times, and we do a lot of disinfecting. And you know what? Disinfecting is hard, Bus Captain Bill, to find, especially the spray. And luckily, I bought a big old spray of Great Value version, which is just as good as regular Lysol. But you can't find it anywhere. That's right, unless you get up to early in the morning. And then you've got to make sure that the Walmart store that you're going to might have it. And they may have it, they may not have it. That's right. And I know those buses are still sitting idle, and I don't even know when y'all are going to be, picking up the children. Well, right now we're still doing the online church services, whether it be YouTube, whether it be online on Facebook. But, CA, you know what? That's right now, that's the new norm right now, and there's really nothing we can do. I literally miss not picking the children up and putting them in the bus and talking to them and singing Christian songs like This Little Light of Mine.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the old intros that we've been doing for Baker Shine.
But, yeah, you know, things like that. And it's just really important that our children still know about Jesus Christ, that he still reigns on the throne, that he is Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and the Almighty God.
Amen. Amen. That's very, very important.
Well, how did Miss Caitlin and Mr. Zach's wedding go?
It went perfect. It went beautiful. They had a great wedding. And we're getting ready for another one. Actually, August the 7th. Is that right? Yes. August the 7th, I'm going to be marrying, which is on a Friday. My nephew, Caleb, and his lovely bride, Ebony. Right now, Caleb's taking a nice little weekend trip. They're going to Galveston. They're heading to Galveston even as I speak, and they're looking forward just for a nice time. Him and, I guess it's a total of four of them. Four of their buddies are going and everything. So, you know, it's great times, you know, and when you get closer to your wedding day, you know, things get kind of stressful, but we're going to continue to be praying for Caleb and Zach, and of course, the safe return of my niece, Caitlin, and her lovely husband, Zach. So, it's all going to be okay.
Yeah, it will be, CA. You know, we just hang in there, and you know, that first year is an adjustable period for people that gets married, and you know, it's going to be okay. And the kids of today, it's a different generation. Times have changed. Life's always been the same, but it's just kind of like things have kind of changed technology-wise and everything else. Right.
The centerpiece is if you don't have it Christ-centered, and if you don't have Jesus Christ in your life, then how are you going to have a Christ-centered relationship? That's how come God has instilled it in my heart. One week from today, well, 1 week, starting August the 1st, Bible teaching on the whole book of Revelations. I don't care how long it's going to take us. We're going to reach hearts, we're going to touch hearts, and we're going to let God do all the movement here at Faith Studio One.
Amen. Amen, brother. Well, I've got to go settle up, as you say, and I've got to go head out. And I hope that you have a terrific day. And I know you got to play the John Wyler Coffee Song. That's right.
John Wyler Coffee Song. We'll see you later, Bus Captain Bill. Give me a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the Morning, our Friday song, exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show.
Make my day. Hey, take a cup of coffee. Give me a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Well, we're going to switch gears for a minute, and I want to tell you about my friend Mark Wayne Glassmeyer. I have known him for a very long time. In fact, me and Mark, we worked for the same company back in the day, knocking off the cobwebs a little over a decade ago, maybe a decade and a half. It's been a while. And he is a friend of mine, of course, on my Facebook and everything. I had sent him with his permission, and I said, Mark, is it okay if I play a couple of your songs? He said, no problem. So, I want you guys to subscribe to Mark Wayne Glassmeyer, G-L-A-S-M-I-R-E. Also, he does have music on, if you're Apple Music Store or iTunes, or check him out on Spotify. Anyway, Mark's a very talented singer. So I'm going to go ahead and kick off one of his songs, which we have never played. And Mark, I know you're going to love this one. It's Without You, my friend Mark Wayne Glassmeyer, exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio.
Without you. them, these turning colors of red and faded brown. Autumn wind blowing from the east, sun singing in the west as I headed out of town. Leaving behind memories of how my life used to be, not knowing what lies round the bend. Keeping my eyes on a bright new horizon, starting all over again. Going home, back to the place where I'm sure I first felt your love. Going home, no matter how long you're away, still fits like a glove.
Amen. My friend, you know, you don't run into very many people that you can actually develop a great friendship over the years. And my friend, Mark Wayne Glassmeyer, I encourage you, please subscribe if you're a YouTube lover. Please subscribe to Mark's music. And also, he'll probably let me know when he has a website up. Mark, I know you're a big fan. You listen to our podcast show on iHeartRadio. If you do have a website and you're listening to this, can you do me a favor? Can you give me the website and I can tell everybody on iHeartRadio about you? We're going to continue to promote his music from time to time and that beautiful song, Without You. Oh, I'll tell you, he is a great man. And I encourage you guys, please support his music and tell everybody. Okay? All right. Now, on a Friday, we are going to be Bible studying on, are we really supposed to give thanks in everything? Well, of course. Isn't it possible to give thanks in all circumstances? For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. As in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, encourages. In fact, if you took it to the Bible and you went through these different translations that I'm going to give you on my notes. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, chapter 5 and verse 18. In the Common English Bible, or the CEB, it says, give thanks in every situation because this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, the American Standard Version of that, or the ASV version, which a lot of people have, is in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus to you, word. Also, there is a version called the Good News Translation, or the GNT. Be thankful in all circumstances. This is what God wants from you in your life in the union with Christ Jesus. You know, whatever happens, friends, give thanks because it is God's will in Christ Jesus that you do this. And that's in, of course, another Bible version of God's Word Translation, or GWT. Now, the Message Bible, or the TMB version, which I do have the Message. Thank you, God, no matter what happens, this is the way God wants you who belong. Let me repeat that again, a little bit of a glitch there on my notes. Thank you, God, no matter what happens, this is the way God wants you who belong to Christ Jesus to live. Now, friends, it may seem like God is asking too much from us, especially during this time of great disappointment or tremendous losses that we've been losing a lot with the COVID-19, sadly, or unbearable heartaches. We've been through a lot of hurts in our lives. We all got journeys. In fact, if you know someone that doesn't have a journey, will you please let me know? Because we're only human. We all have one. But it's hard to comprehend how we are supposed to give thanks during these times of difficulties and challenges. You know the meaning of Paul's exhortation in this verse. We should be thankful in every condition, even in adversity as well as prosperity. It is never so bad with us, but it might be worse, and it might even have so much of an occasion to make our humble complaints to God. We never have any reason to complain to God. We always, always have much reason to give praise and thanks. The apostle says, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us, and we will give thanks, seeing God is reconciled to this in Christ Jesus. In him, through him, and for his sake, he allows us to rejoice evermore and appoints us in everything to give thanks. It is pleasing to God. Another point I want to make is give thanks in everything versus for everything. Now, the misunderstanding comes in thinking we are supposed to give thanks for everything when God is leading us to give thanks in everything, if that makes any sense for you all. It's a concept some of us struggle with when we resist thinking God is telling us to be thankful for the difficulties. This makes us miss what he is really leading us to do, which is to be thankful despite the problems, to let the disappointments, the failures, the loss, the hurts keep us from being thankful to him. During tremendous times, God asks us to focus on him and his faithfulness to us, rather than our own circumstances, to dwell on his promise to never leave or forsake us. See, where you find that? Go to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews, like coffee, right? Chapter 13, verse 5. And to trust him in every situation we face in life. So how do we begin to give thanks in everything? Well, one thing is we're going to start practicing thankfulness in prayer. You know, in fact, friends, a good place to start giving thanks in everything is in prayer. Amen? Amen. The book of Colossians, chapter 4 and verse 2, urges us to keep alert in our prayers with an attitude of what? Thankfulness. So what does it mean to keep an alert? Alertfulness, friends, develops through recognizing situations where ungratefulness can creep in our thoughts and our words without even realizing it. In fact, even seeping into our prayers. Keep in mind, though, that thankfulness in everything comes from practicing being thankful to God for His presence, for His peace, for His faithfulness, for His comfort, and more when we face what challenges rather than letting the difficulties be focused on our thoughts, our words, and our prayers. You know, Scripture reminds us in that book of Colossians chapter 13, verse 17, and whatever you do, whether it in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give thanks to God the Father through Him. Another point I want to make, friends, is being thankful in the small stuff. Huh? What are you talking about small stuff, CA? I'm talking about small stuff, being thankful in the small stuff. You see, friends, being thankful in everything starts with small stuffs of life. Whether we can be watchful for the everyday type of issues that trigger ungrateful attitudes. Like losing a parking space. We've all been there. Of course, let's go back before COVID. Let's go back and let's pause for a moment on my notes here. Let's think about Black Friday. They're probably, they're not going to have that for a while. Trying to find a parking spot. One time a guy was fighting me and I was fighting him. I was like, I'm going to get this parking spot. I know I'm going to get it. And well, he beat me to it. Yeah. I remained calm and wound up parking out in Egypt, but it was okay. Or if it ain't even a parking spot, how about being caught in road construction or traffic jam? And you're like, and you're probably losing your religion, which is normal, out of the norm. And God's a loving and forgiving God. Don't ever forget that, especially when you have Him in your heart. We've all been there, haven't we? Or having a household appliance break down. Yes. Whether it be the dishwasher, whether it be the dryer or the washer. Oh my goodness. Some things I could fix on a washer or dryer, some things I cannot. I've had to call people out on in the past. All little things that can be thrown at our attitudes are off course. But think about this. Because of the book of Psalms, chapter 100 and verse 4, it encourages us to enter His gates with what? Thanksgiving, so that we can choose to start each day by giving thanks to God in everyday circumstances. This is a true story on someone that I knew that a listener had shared with us. It said recently, she said, our family experienced a broken washer machine, recognizing the potential stress. This was on a via email one day I got. And an inconvenience associated with unwashed clothes. Oh my goodness. Having to go to the laundromat could benefit. And how it affected their attitude in a negative way. But their intentive was the risk that was concerning. Says, as they considered whether it should be fixed or just replacing it, instead of focusing on what they were going to do at that moment, here's what they did. Husband and wife did. They thanked God for all their years that this particular washing machine was working. And you know what? In closing, she had sent this to me. Said, through the experience, we gained a renewed appreciation for having a washing machine. And says, with our new one, we give thanks to God on a daily basis for being able to run and load and laundry. And, let me just stop there on that email that they had sent me. Things break down just like our bodies do. And that's for another day, but health-wise, we break down. Each day, we've got to make a decision whether it's heaven or hell. And I hope your choice is heaven. Because each day you're getting closer to the pearly gates. To be up there with the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Almighty God. He loves you. I want to help you if I ever can. And I'll give you my ministry line number too if I can help. Another point I want to make is give thanks in the storm of life. Like in so many recent years, families have experienced natural disasters and life and death. Type situations. We all have. But 1 Thessalonians 5:8 can seem impossible to, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18 can seem impossible to accomplish during traumatic times, especially in difficult situations, friends, and great times of loss. But God's there. He is. I want to give you a couple of key scriptures I want you to keep in mind. Searching afterwards through storms and debris and people that have been through storms of life like we all have. I want you to make note in your Bible reading time. I want you to go to the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 20. Also, I want you to do me another favor. I want you to listen to this one in the book of Ephesians. I'm going to read this one to you. Chapter 5 verse 20, where it says, Scripture reminds us, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. So making every effort to be thankful in everything that leads us to see God's faithfulness in preserving our lives, friends, and help us gain understanding on how stuff isn't really all that important in life. It isn't. It's reaching for the goal. Now here's a one that hits everybody. Keep in thankful times of financial stress. Everybody owes a debt, whether you're the richest person in the world or whatever. You're going to wind up, someone once told me, dying with a bill in your hand. I hope I don't. But, you know, we're all going to have a bill in our hand, whether it's an electric bill or whatever it may be. Another situation that seems devastating to families, and this is another story that a listener had told me, said this happened to their family when it occurred, is when her husband's senior pastor position abruptly ended, came on the heels through a life or death medical crisis, resulting into what she said was $50,000 of unpaid medical bills. In fact, friends, losing this income was a huge unexpected loss for them. But it brought them so much uncertainty at the time, even when they were trying to cover from the medical emergency. In addition to that, they had four daughters watching over their responses. She noted that they looked over to live out their thankfulness to God in everything in a matter that they could participate and understand too. And then she had a little bit more on here saying, after the response, and my daughters and I baked a thankfulness cake. How about that? To celebrate God's faithfulness to us with frosting, candles, and singing, we praised and we thank God for the faithfulness to us. So there you go. Little things like that that will uplift your stress. Focusing on thankfulness instead of help to put this into practice. The good book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. Scripture reminds us, we all know this one, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Amen? Amen. Another point I want to make is cultivate thankfulness in your outlook. Okay? In looking back, you know, you hear the story of this lady was sharing, her and her husband, and family, about a simple cake that being baked by the lasting impression in their family outlook helped them set a tone on how they could face the job of the low crisis. Approaching everything with thankfulness helps us to see life's difficulties as new opportunities for God to show us He is our provider. Here's another point I want to make, and I made note of this on my notes. If you get a chance in Experience God as Your Provider, the author and the financial expert, Brian Kunath, explains that we can truly be thankful during our job losses and financial stress. And let me stop there for a minute before I continue on with that. I'm even affecting this toward COVID-19, the ones that have lost jobs, the ones lost unemployment. Unemployment's running out in certain areas. There's stress that we're going through. You're behind on your bills. You're having to refinance your house. Maybe your retirement, you were going to retire this year. This messed you up. And the great news is that, remember, everybody going through this, that God is bigger than the nations, than the economies, than our stock market, than our currencies, and our job market, and God is bigger than what this COVID-19 going on, because He will get a vaccine. I'm telling you that. That's a guarantee unless He comes back, and we'll be studying more on that later. Just remember that. Also, I want you to remember also a good one is, and I want you to remember this, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. God will work all things together for our good. He will. Another thing you want to do is you want to express thankfulness and trust. While going through, friends, everyday disappointments, natural disasters, the job losses, like I was saying, financial stress and more, express our trust in God. As Isaiah says in Scripture, chapter 12, verse 2, it assures us that surely God is my salvation. I will trust Him and be not afraid. The Lord Himself is my strength, my defense. He is my salvation. You know, we can trust God, to work in everything together for the good. In even any situation, whether it seems impossible for us, for any good to come from them. Still heartbreaking in circumstances, it can seem like it may be too much for us. In closing, I want to remind you, friends, in those times, go back to the book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 14, encourages us to offer thanksgiving to God for a sacrifice and a thank offering that brings honor and glory to Him. Final scripture verse you can read that on is the book of Psalms, chapter 50, and verse 23. So there you go. CA, what's your answer on this? Are we really supposed to give thanks in everything? Answer is yes. You can disagree with me, that's fine. But I do give God everything. I'm a walking miracle. Let me just share this. And I don't share this too much on the air. In fact, my mom reminded me very early this morning when I was talking to her. I'm a walking miracle. I want to share this in closing because I feel it upon my heart and God wanted me to share it. And I thank my mom for reminding me because sometimes I forget. I was a little baby. I come from a very rich heritage of church. Grandparents, 50 years of marriage, church. Mom and dad, 55 years of marriage, church. But when I was a little baby, my grandmother gave me a Lifesaver butterscotch. My parents reminded me I was young, that I had swallowed it. I was turning black and blue. I was dying. Dad was shaking me, said, "Oh my God, my baby is dying." My mom said the same thing. They rushed back. It was at a Baptist church, ran back to the back foyer. By the grace of God, God planted a lady there. She put her fingernail back to my esophagus, my throat. She plucked the butterscotch that Grandma gave me. And I'm alive today because God's not done with me yet. God has a purpose. What purpose the rest of my life? I have no idea. Is it doing the Christian podcasting? Is it going out in the field? Is it telling others? I believe it is telling others. In COVID-19 ways, how do we do it? I don't know. I talked to a pastor friend a couple of days ago. Times are changing. How do we do it? We're both discouraged. I don't know. But I know one thing. God's got me alive. He has something planned for me, even at almost 54 next month. He's not done with me. And you know what? He's not done with you either. I thank God every day for another breath of life. But God saved my life, or I would have not, there would have never been a CA. God planted that lady at the church. She was a member at that time at the church. She put her finger all the way down my esophagus, plucked that thing out of my throat. You see, God has plans. He has plans for my life. He has plans for your life. So if you're down and discouraged, yes, give thanks in everything, friends, everything. That's my lesson today. Thank you for being attentive. Thank you for listening. No podcast tomorrow on Saturday. However, Sunday Morn Praise, yes, we will be on the air. Sunday Morn Praise along with Bible devotion. So let's lead off in a prayer. And let's give God thanks for everything, okay? So let's lead off right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything you do in our life. Father God, we love you. And God, I thank you for my life. And I thank you for everyone else's life and people that are going through times and trouble. I know that you're right there with them. And Father God, I just pray right now that that we do get a vaccine on this COVID-19. We love you so much. Let everybody have a good Friday. Protect everybody, we pray. We pray for protection on our families and ourselves, even at work. And God, we just pray the ones that have lost loved ones with COVID-19, as we remember them, touch the families' hearts. For we ask this in your mighty, precious name. Amen. All right. Well, before I cut off the air, I want to remind you, I have a toll-free 1-800 Ministry Line phone number. Yes, I do. Call or text 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Remember, wear your mask, social distance, be good, be safe. Enjoy time with your family, friends, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriends, whatever it may be, fiancés. Tune in Sunday Morning Praise. Like me on Facebook too as well, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free and message me anytime if I can help you. Remember, give thanks to God in everything. Thank you again, friends. I'm saddling up. I got to hit the old dusty trail. Have a great Friday. Be safe. Bye for now.